This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time jobless claims have declined by more than 30% since late April, slipping below 400,000 last week for the first time since the start of the pandemic. President Biden is declaring June as National Month of Action on COVID-19 vaccines. Biden continuing to make his big push to see 70% of Americans with at least one shot by July 4th. As far as why 70% is such a key number, CBS This Morning asked Dr. Rochelle Walensky why.
You know, we want to get the majority of America vaccinated, and after we get to 70%, my goal is going to be to get to 80%. I think what we really understand is that this virus is an opportunist, and it will go to places where people are not vaccinated. And so you are safe if you are vaccinated. You are not safe if you are not vaccinated, and my job is to keep America safe.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One of the largest American-owned private employers in the country is joining the fight against COVID-19 by encouraging more people to roll up their sleeves for a shot. Starting today, Kroger is offering prizes to people who get vaccinated. The grocery chain will offer five $1 million prizes and 50 chances to win free groceries as part of the giveaway. More information on the giveaways can be found on Kroger.com. A college basketball coach is making an announcement regarding his future.
Legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium First reporting on the coach's plans. Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning five championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. Associate head coach John Shire will reportedly take over the program after Coach K's retirement. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the spotlight continues to shine on Dr. Anthony Fauci after emails of his were released on Wednesday, he still will not give a straight answer regarding China's role in the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Regarding what Fauci knows and when he knew it, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"A year ago this month, in May of 2020, my friend Dr. Fauci gave a number of interviews, and in them he dismissed the lab leak theory. Now, I want to be fair to him. I know the press was all over him, and he did it under pressure from the press. But Dr. Fauci should have told the press to stick it up their fact checker that I'm going to follow the science, and he didn't. And we've lost a year here. And I don't know if we'll ever find the origin of the virus now. It's not a question, Sean, of keeping score, who was right, or nah, you were wrong. We need to know this."
A Texas woman is claiming discrimination on a Southwest Airlines flight last month. She says she asked to sit near the emergency exit but was told no. She claims it was because she was wearing a hijab. In a complaint with the Department of Transportation, she says her sister didn't have a hijab on and was told she could take one of the last two seats in the row. Southwest is denying the allegation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live. Hey, don't you love it when arrogance is exposed? You know, what do we do about it? I mean, it reminds us that we're all human, we make mistakes, but the biggest self-inflicted wound has to do with our own egos. When we think we know it all and we know better than anybody else, and worse yet, when we are entrusted in positions of higher responsibility, and we fail those that we're supposed to be responsible to. And it's clear that we've gotten caught up in abandoning our ethical positions and we misrepresent our duty. And this is what's going on here with the Wuhan lab leak controversy, as it's been illuminating why U.S. corporate media have amplified communist propaganda, including... Yes, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And when you go to the website, this is one of the lead stories. I mean, this is so blatant, Megan. And here we are a year down the road. And, like, I mean, I love what some of these pundits think, that all of a sudden they're going to ask the Chinese, hey, let us come in and see everything, and we're going to trust them to be honest. I mean, that train has left the station a long time ago. All that stuff has been hidden away, just like the weapons of mass destruction. What are we thinking here?
Well, I mean, I think that 66% of us, according to the Rasmussen poll, believe that the Chinese let the virus out of the lab. It was truly a lab leak. Now, whether it was intentional or an accident, I tend to not believe in coincidences. At the very time that the lab leak occurred, China was actually feeling the slings and arrows of the Trump administration, and they were actually paying their fair share, which the Democrats always command of us. Mm-hmm. The Chinese were paying their fair share through extraordinary trade agreements and tariffs that Trump had made. I don't think that China wanted to make a deal. I don't think that communists want to make a deal. I don't think it's in China's interest to go along, to get along, and be bipartisan, as the word flies around Hollywood or Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, what we do know is that not only did the Chinese lie, and they are likely to lie, yet Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to rely on them to do the investigation. And the U.S., meanwhile, will scale back that investigation. So not only did the communist Chinese lie, but Dr. Fauci lied, and he lied time and time and time again. And it wasn't an accident. It wasn't a truth. He didn't misspeak. He flat out lied because his leaked emails, or the emails that were published through the FOIA request, What he said in private to his colleagues was entirely different than what he told CNN, MSNBC, and whatever news network had him on, what, 15 times a day or a week.
Yeah. And how he was advising the president at the time as well, Megan.
Well, I think really what we need to get to the bottom of, too, Bill, is not only how did the lab leak occur or how did the virus escape or get out, I think we need to find out who was advising President Trump to actually use Dr. Fauci and lean on Dr. Fauci, because that person, man or woman, should never be allowed a Republican can by a Republican politician ever again.
Right.
I think that what we have here is nothing short of medical malpractice. But I would say what Dr. Anthony Fauci did was not only violate the Hippocratic Oath, what he did do resulted in the deaths of millions of people worldwide, supposedly 500,000 to 600,000 in the U.S. But by not telling the American people the truth, by not allowing the American people and American doctors to provide zinc and hydrochloroquine, vectomycin, and other treatments that were readily available to treat this virus. He's the one that kept pushing the vaccine. He's the one that kept saying that we needed to be masked when in private he said masks won't protect the healthy.
Right.
He's the one that talked about asymptomatic transmission in public, but then admitted that asymptomatic transmission is not at all likely in private. He's the one that funded these studies that allowed for communists to manipulate viruses to make them resistant to any sort of vaccine or treatment or therapy. And he's the one that funded it. It was under his watch.
Yeah, and he knew. See, this is what
medical malpractice. This is criminal behavior.
Well, this is what exasperates me, Megan, is because he did fund it and he knew at least 18 months in advance, because what I understand, you know, from our research and reports that we're getting is that he had his team there and they came back rather abruptly reporting that these guys are a bunch of loose cannons and there's going to be a mistake there. And so, you know, Dr. Fauci had advance notice. That was never communicated. I doubt if it was communicated to the president. I know it wasn't publicly. We never heard anything like that from him. The other thing that, you say, if they want to get down to the bottom of this, well, they had a scientist, a virologist, one of the top virologists from the Wuhan lab. She was here in America. She was on an abbreviated tour. She was on Tucker Carlson and a couple of other shows, but it was abbreviated because the Chinese clamped down on her really quick and they put pressure. You know, her family was still back home in China, so I'm sure there was all kind of pressure on her to, you know, quiet down. But she picked no bones about it. She just flat out said this was purposeful. This wasn't an accident. They overtly decided to release this virus on the world to protect their own interests. So it makes you wonder if, in regard to President Xi, how much political capital did President Xi have? Did he purposely orchestrate this, or was it his acolytes behind him? Because we know the way the communist works. It is a government, you know, by committee. They may have a titular head like President Xi, but I don't know that this was all of his doing as much as it could have been by, you know, his co-conspirators.
Right. And for us to rely on the communist Chinese to do their own investigation is at best laughable. We're going to now rely on people who use propaganda and ethnic cleansing in order to provide us the truth or some investigation. But leave it to the politics of appeasement, the left, and that's exactly what they've done. I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. Rather, I believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. This was, I believe, no coincidence. And for the director of the NIH, Dr. Fauci and others, there was one on Martha McCallum yesterday. For them to entirely just dismiss out of the gate that this was a biological weapon. Well, how can you dismiss something when you haven't done an investigation?
Exactly.
They keep saying it was naturally.
And I'm glad you said that, because gain of function, in essence, is a fancy way of talking and rewriting the rules, because they didn't talk about it in those sense back in the 40s. It was biological warfare. But in essence, and with the people I've spoken, the experts, I go, isn't this nothing short of biological warfare? And they said, well, actually not. It means the same thing. So, but under the fancy term of, you know, gain of function, it's not. But you see, that is not being addressed directly, and it should be, because this is exactly what it was. This is something that the international community had outlawed back in the 50s, and here we are, deja vu one more time. We've got more from Megan Barth after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern.
6 to 9 Pacific. We're back within 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. Just to kind of put a bow around this thing, because we've got some other things to catch up on regarding Wuhan and all these emails that are coming out. You know, this is the thing, and I try to encourage people, Megan, as frustrating as it can be, and as you described aptly, it's rather an upside-down world in which we live in. But, that, you know, it's a phase. Because, you know, the ship will be righted up, and it will be righted up based on the passions and the desire of the American people to make it so. And I think they're starting to get to that point to realize they cannot trust, you know, the mainstream media any longer. If they thought they couldn't trust them at all whatsoever under, you know, the Donald Trump administration, all these things, because what you're hearing, again, just like on this lab situation and Wuhan and everything like that, you get another, you know, headline from the mainstream media trying to cover their back ends, and you kind of sense the sub headline is, uh-oh, Trump was right again.
Yeah, and I think that's what every day that he's gone and every day that we find out more and every day that we have to watch the Obama-Biden administration, I think that there's a lot of people with voters' remorse. Mm-hmm. And there's also 80 million of us, or 75 million people, how many ever voted for Trump, that a majority of them believe that the election was stolen. And so I'm very happy to see, and what I've been such an advocate for, and working on in Nevada specifically, but also across the country, are to really clean up the voter rolls and demand voter ID or a voting ID, a citizenship ID, I think would be probably a very good first step. You know, out of all of the, there will be a article on my website, in my newsletter that comes out on Saturday, about voter ID and how basically we're the only country in the whole world that doesn't require an ID to vote.
Exactly.
It's just preposterous. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, this is the soft bigotry of low expectations that the Democrats practice in. Since Joe Biden has taken office and since Democrats have had control, they said black people, I guess, aren't capable enough of getting an ID. Biden just said that black entrepreneurs don't know how to get an accountant or a lawyer. A month before that, Biden said that black people don't know how to get on the internet or use computers. And, you know, this is the white supremacy that the left keeps accusing the right of. Mm-hmm. They're actually the white Marxists.
Right.
And they've aligned themselves with the black Marxists, which is Black Lives Matter. It doesn't mean Black Lives Matter. It means Black Liberation Marxism. Mm. That's what Black Lives Matter is. And so in duality, in partnership, they are literally working on Obama's third term. And Obama, and I don't know if you caught this interview the other day on the press, and I'm not sure which organization, but he basically said that, and I'll summarize, Biden is using Obama's staff to carry out Obama's third term.
Right.
So this is who really is running the country. It's certainly not Kamala Harris. She's in training. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not Joe Biden. He's living now in our nursing home. That's what it's become. This is Obama's third term, in the words of Obama.
Well, you brought up the vice president as being, you know, one in training. Well, she's a bad apprentice. I mean, President Biden keeps giving her jobs that she doesn't show up for. So it's like, what kind of apprentice is she? Even as an apprentice, she wouldn't have her job very long in the real world, would she?
No. I mean, I've seen plenty of people go to the border over the last 6 months, and the only border czar in the country is the one who hasn't shown up.
Right.
But she's all geared up with Dr. Jill Biden to take a tour to push the vaccine, which is not approved by the FDA. So that's her priority, is to get everybody vaccinated, certainly not to protect our borders.
Well, and speaking of which, what they're not addressing are those of us who are naturally immune because we were exposed to COVID, we got it, and the doctors, the scientists, again, if you look to the scientists, they say that a person who has natural immunity as a result of coming in contact with COVID, their immune system is actually better than those that are being injected. But they're not addressing that. And you mentioned at ReaganBabe.com,
CNN.com that a John Hopkins professor says half of Americans have natural immunity.
Well, yeah, you know, the virus didn't change science. Mm-hmm. It didn't change good medical practices that have been practiced for hundreds of years. It didn't change our immunity system. But what it did change was people's behaviors.
Right.
What it did change was people's psychoses.
Mm-hmm.
What we have here are a bunch of snake oil salesmen led by Dr. Fauci that don't want to mention antibodies or natural immunity with a virus that has a 99.6% or 99.8% chance of survival. That's why I was screaming at Trump, actually, when he stood. And where's Dr. Birx, by the way? I missed her scars. Yeah. Where is she?
Exactly.
She's awfully silent.
Yeah.
But I was screaming at the TV when Trump said we need to shut down. I said, absolutely not. You give them an ounce of power, they'll abuse it. And what we've seen is the complete and total abject abuse of power and the denial of actual science. I am very lucky and fortunate that I guess I was born or trained to have a natural skepticism of authority and government.
Well, because you haven't abandoned critical thinking. Too many Americans have abandoned that. They're not asking questions. And of course,
because
in this cancel culture,
I have not abandoned that, I have natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have the antibodies.
Yes.
If we would have treated this virus like we treated the flu, we wouldn't have shut down the country. We wouldn't have destroyed hundreds of thousands of businesses and lives, millions of lives because of it. But why 35%, this will also be in my newsletter this week, 35% of small businesses will likely be permanently shut by the end of this summer. 35%.
Wow.
That is one-third of mm-hmm. the cog of our economy.
That's amazing. You said something rather critical here, and what comes to mind here is that that Donald Trump agreeing with the Democrats and the leftists to shut down our government was the death nail to his reelection.
I think that, I wish he would have shut down the government, quite frankly.
The economy.
Spending.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And when he said, you know, wear masks, I'm screaming, when in the history of this country have we ever masked healthy people? We never have, unless perhaps it was back in 1910 with the whatever, 1919, whatever it was,
right,
with the other pandemic. Mm-hmm. But this virus the common flu that has had a vaccine that is FDA approved, kills more people than this virus.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that the hype and the propaganda around this virus was worse. We know that the cure was worse than the
exactly.
disease. And yet there will be no accountability. Dr. Fauci will probably retire with 90% of his pension, which she makes $400,000
a year. $30,000 a year, yeah.
Yeah, $430,000 a year. He'll go on and live comfortably. The Democrats never hold their own accountable. Politicians are never held accountable for their criminal conduct. And so it is up to, as you say all the time, we the people to take a stand and make sure that these crooks and these thieves never have an ounce of power again, which comes
exactly.
through not electing their subordinate Democrat to any position of power. And that includes your school board.
Well, the other thing that you have, and I want people to see it at ReaganBabe.com, is the article. It reminds everybody what Fauci said in arguing that these viral experiments, again, which are nothing short of biological warfare, but this gain-of-function experiments were worth the risk of a pandemic. This is one guy making a decision for 330 million people. This is an unelected guy, a scientist, making that decision. And what did he cost us?
Ruined economy, high inflation, and a Joe Biden presidency. Hang on for 4 years.
Amen. Not to mention all the deaths and devastation. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time jobless claims have declined by more than 30% since late April, slipping below 400,000 last week for the first time since the start of the pandemic. President Biden is declaring June as National Month of Action on COVID-19 vaccines. Biden continuing to make his big push to see 70% of Americans with at least one shot by July 4th. As far as why 70% is such a key number, CBS This Morning asked Dr. Rochelle Walensky why.
You know, we want to get the majority of America vaccinated. And after we get to 70%, my goal is going to be to get to 80%. I think what we really understand is that this virus is an opportunist and it will go to places where people are not vaccinated. And so you are safe if you are vaccinated. You are not safe if you are not vaccinated. And my job is to keep America safe.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and I'll tell you, it's great to have our next guest. What an incredible story. He's best known as the four-time Pro Bowl defensive back for the Green Bay Packers. Let's throw in there a Super Bowl champ, oh yeah, by the way. Creator of the famous Lambeau Leap that has inspired Packer fans for many years. However, since his retirement from the NFL, he's been making a name for himself in the kitchen, and we got a lot to talk about that. But Leroy, can you put up with me for just a minute? I mean, I want our audience to hear your story. I mean, because up to 8 years old, I mean, you're in a wheelchair. You know, the prospects of you being an NFL professional athlete at 8 years old, not too good. But you can thank your sister for knocking you out of the wheelchair, right?
Yes. Yeah, and that's the thing when you're going through poverty, you're going through, you know, being a special needs kid, a special education, all these kind of negative things in the inner city. But my mom kept me focused. And that's how I got into cooking, matter of fact, because I was 13 years old. Next thing you know, when I was 15 years old, I was cooking for the entire family. So parents out there that have any kids with special needs, let them do what they want. If it's cooking, running, jumping, they can do it.
Well, yeah, I love what you said, because I asked him off the air. I go, did you go to culinary school? He goes, oh, yeah, that would be the culinary school of mom.
That's right. That's right. That's very, very important.
Well, let's talk about what you've been doing in the kitchen, because you've been teaming up these days with Wisconsin Cheese, only fitting, to celebrate National Dairy Month and National Cheese Day with some amazing legendary dishes. So, Leroy Butler, tell us all about National Dairy Month.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm really excited because mac and cheese goes in my family all the way back when I was 15 years old. But Wisconsin, Bill, you know this. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, but I moved to Wisconsin after I played for the Packers because dairy was very important to me. When I found out that the state of cheese is Wisconsin, I said, I need to know more. Also, they won more awards than any place in the world. And it takes about 13 years to become a master cheesemaker. Now, I think a doctor takes a little bit less than that. Shout out to all the doctors. I love the doctors, especially in COVID. So I'm just so excited. This is a great marriage.
Well, without a doubt. So how are you celebrating National Dairy Month and National Cheese Day, Leroy?
Oh, I got a chef salad, a cheese board that is amazing. I got some Wisconsin Asiago, some cheddar, and some Gouda. And I got some nuts. Oh, it just looks so healthy. This is so amazing. And the good thing about it is you can choose whatever cheese you want. But for the most part, make sure it's Wisconsin cheese because those are real captains of cheese.
Well, I tell you, you're making us hungry. It's just not fair. I mean, you have that right now. We're sitting here going, okay, we're going virtual here, buddy. Let me tell you this. Hey, you mentioned mac and cheese. Mac and cheese has been part of your family. It has been with ours. I mean, it's amazing. My kids, they loved mac and cheese. So what's your secret to mac and cheese?
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for asking that question. Because when you say mac and cheese, if you Google that, you're supposed to see Leroy Butler. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. My mac and cheese has Gouda, Colby Jack, Monterey Jack, Swiss, and cheddar. And I only use Wisconsin cheese because it's high quality in ingredients. Not to mention, they know what cheese melts the best, Bill. I love that. You can get all these recipes on wisconsincheese.com. But more than anything, I exclusively only work with, and this is a big deal, Bill. I am proudly only work with Wisconsin cheese because that's the best. They're the Super Bowl platinum of cheese. We take it very seriously.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, as we would say, it's cheese-sational. And now, you know what you're going to do? Everybody see mac and cheese. They're going to be seeing Leroy Butler now, you know?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's it. We'll put number 36 right on the mac and cheese box. Is that okay?
Can we do that? Please do that. Yes, we'll get that done.
Hey, so let's talk about some of your other favorite cheese-sational creations, huh? What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Wisconsin queso fresco is amazing. Now, when you think about queso, you know, Wisconsin is the world of cheese in just one state. That's incredible.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this is an educational cheese. This is all the way something that I always talk about. We do a lot of pulled pork sandwiches. We do pulled pork tacos. And again, my kids like that queso fresco. It is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to give them a little flavor. I mean, this is what we love about the melting pot of America, right? All the different cultures coming together. And I mean, the fact that you could even be saying queso. Who would have thought, even at 8 years old, you'd be talking queso with Bill Martinez, right?
That's a great point, Bill. I really appreciate that. That's why we call it the world of cheese in one state.
Yeah, there it is. Wow. I mean, you are really exciting me in a lot of ways. I mean, it's kind of like when you want a good baked potato, you go to Idaho because that's where they are. That is the capital of potatoes is Idaho, right? And so when you're thinking about cheese, you got to go to Wisconsin. You got to go here. I mean, hey, they're not cheese heads for nothing, right?
No question about it. I think for the most part, Bill, they have 600 varieties. It's endless what you can do with cheese.
Wow.
And I mean, not to mention 95% of all dairy farmers in the state of Wisconsin, off Wisconsinville, are family owned. I don't know if people even know that or not, but this is very, very important. Again, like I said, you have to have a license, to make cheese. We take it very, very seriously.
Yeah, without a doubt. Right, if we can, you were raised by a single mom.
Yeah.
You are such a success story of, Americans, that we can do it. And you're one of many in the naked city, as they say. What would you say to the young kids today that may be a little confused because of, what the culture has been experiencing in this era of COVID and, this political tension that we've been exercising?
Bill, I'll tell you what my mom always told me. You've got to be a great leader, but you once had to be a great follower. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing as a kitchen. It's, people think it's isolation, but the reason why I flip it around, because I can make everybody happy with all of my dishes. Yes. And that's how life is. You have to make pull everybody into your kitchen and make people a part of your food. Because when we eat, that's when we're the happiest.
Exactly.
And that's what my mom taught me. And she just taught me to be a networker and, for the most part, just be able to get my point across and just give me a chance. That's all I ask, just give me a chance.
Well, you know, when you look at the Super Bowl run that the Packers had, I mean, it was all about teamwork, wasn't it? I mean, you had that spirit of teamwork in that team. There's no way you win the Super Bowl without that, do you?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you think about back in 1990 when I first got there, Bill, we were 4-12. It wasn't my fault, though. I mean, these other guys. Yeah. Then we were 6-10, and next thing you know, we got Brett Favre, Reggie White, and we're in the Super Bowl 31, which is 25 years. This year is the anniversary.
Wow.
So this is the kind of stuff, when you look at my story, and one day I will be in the Hall of Fame, Bill, and we'll talk about interviews like this,
yes,
and let kids with special needs know you can make it.
Well, exactly. I mean, for you, you've had that experience as a special need kid, and
yeah,
your heart really is tied to kids that you know, may not seem to have a fair shot. But what do you tell them?
You know, I tell them that you got to find out that what you're good at, because God made everybody good at something.
Yes.
He really did. And your grandparents can really help you with it. I love grandparents, Bill. It's free babysitting.
Right.
I mean, how can you turn that down? But you have to go back to your family. And I will say this for any adult that's dealing with any kind of issues like that, mental health, illness, and things of that nature, or depression, because it can really get into your head. Get some therapy. I think it really helps. And part of my therapy was talking to my mom every day, coming home, and I would tell her the negative things that happened in school, Bill, but
yeah,
I would also tell her, I know how my life is going to end. It's going to be end. Getting you out of the project and playing in the NFL, and that's why it happened.
Here it is. Let's get back to cheese, okay? What about those of us with a sweet tooth? What do we do?
Now, you just roped my kids in with this one now. This is something that, okay, because, you know, you got to have something sweet. Now,
This
is what I have, Bill. I have a mixed berry shortcake trifle. Okay, it's a full tangy aged cheddar. Sweet fresh berries and real, all caps, real dairy whipped cream.
Oh, my goodness.
It is truly amazing. Matter of fact, Bill, my kids eat it first and eat the other stuff.
Yeah, they're
last.
Pushing me out of the way right now.
Exactly.
Well, we got to wrap it up, Leroy Butler, and I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing your story and talking cheese with us. You gave us some great ideas and recipes. Where can we go for more information?
Just go to WisconsinCheese.com and look for all my recipes and all the great recipes. Bill, I really appreciate your time. And again, the people down in Florida, go Noles.
Hey, and you got to promise me, when you go into the hall, we're talking, okay? You're on the air with me. I got reserved time for you. We're going to have a discussion, okay? I want more of your life story here. Oh, you're awesome. I'll hold you to that. There he is, NFL Pro Bowl star. He is bound for the hall, no doubt. Leroy Butler, all about cheese, all about living against adversity and coming out on the other side as a champion. Leroy, thank you, buddy. God bless.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services. The United States has achieved a significant milestone in administering over 200 million vaccine doses to protect against COVID-19. Getting the rest of the American population vaccinated is going to be more of a challenge, though. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates around 20% of Americans are still hesitant to get vaccinated. Dr. Estona Wells Jarrett, a board-certified pediatrician and partner at Sandy Springs Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine PC.
Black Americans are almost 3 times more likely to be hospitalized from COVID-19 than white Americans. And while all COVID-19 vaccines authorized for use in the U.S. have been shown to be 100% effective against hospitalization and death, nearly a quarter of Black Americans are still hesitant. Black Americans were well represented in the vaccine clinical trials, and all FDA-authorized COVID-19 vaccines are safe for all. It is important to remember that children need protection, too. Those 12 and over are now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
For more information, visit vaccines.gov.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Dr. Ted Baer with us, of course, CEO of Movie Guide and chairman of the Christian Film and TV Commission. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing extremely well, and if we could go back to smoke signals or something simpler than modern technology, I'd be very happy.
Well, we would be.
I grew up with modern technology. My parents were stars. My father starred in Hollywood movies from 1926 on. Uh-huh. So it's almost 100 years for now, the 3 generations.
Of it is amazing, you know. Speaking of which, I don't even know if you were. Did you know B.J. Thomas very well, by the way?
No.
You didn't. Great guy. And I'd interviewed him last year, and he was already dealing with some cancer at that point, but he had ambitions and hopes that he was going to be able to get on tour again. And we talked as it was because it was the 50. He mentioned 100 years, and I just the 50-year thing came into my mind because it was a 50-year celebration of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And he, his testimony was unbelievable. And I met him back in the days when I was working in Orange County, California radio at Knott's Berry Farm. And he was so much fun. We just had a great time together. And, but he was back in those days when he was, still wild and woolly. And, he had this dialect. He would act like he was speaking Spanish. And when I remind him, he goes, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't insult you."
I said, no, you were hysterical. He goes, yeah, those years I barely remember. I said, well, we've all had years that are regrettable. We barely remember. But that gives us all the reason why we love Jesus so much, because he's redeemed us all from those early failings, right?
Amen. Well,
amen.
I remember Knott's Berry Farm in the 50s, and I was at Disneyland when they opened it. And,
oh, well.
You know, my father being a star, I had to take the first rides, and uh-huh. all the press was there. And I told you this story before, but Walt Disney, the press all got in the first car of the train ride, and Walt said, no, this is for kids. He made all the press get out, you know, and so all of us kids got in there. Now, we were all actors' kids.
Yes.
So I went to... you know, Walt Disney's home in the middle of Missouri, and they have a Disney museum, and they have pictures of all of us, you know, from the days of the opening of Disneyland. And one of my cousins was his right-hand man. So that was about 1954, when you were going to Disneyland, right?
Yeah, well, just about that time. Actually, at that time, we couldn't afford. There was 9 kids in our family, and it was quite a number of years later on before I had a chance to go to Disney. And then, of course, here I am, not able to, you know, afford a ticket. And then I get in the media. I get into the media, and next thing you know, I'm at all these private parties and the whole deal. And in fact, my son, one time, our youngest, held up the reception line because Eisner was the CEO at the time. And he was talking with David, our youngest son, extensively because one of his pet projects, of course, was Disney Radio. And here's my son, who was their perfect demographic. I think David was about 10 years old at the time. And they're wondering, what's going on? Why is Eisner spending, you know, 15 minutes with this little kid? This is just a reception line. Hi, thank you for being here. Go ahead and eat and have a good time, you know. But Eisner was enthralled with what David was talking to him about radio. It was really kind of interesting.
Well, you know, the superstar of all that is now, who's made Disney the, you know, biggest rat that ate Hollywood, is Iger. But a friend of mine who was head of production there and been there for 37 years, mm-hmm. one of my favorite people, Christian, a lot of Christians before Iger took over, a lot of mm-hmm. different people when Iger took over, said Iger was the first person, and maybe it was Eisner too, who wouldn't mm-hmm. go and play one of the characters. The rule was under Disney that if you were going to work in management, you had to go to the park and be
yes.
and put on the costume and be one of the characters for about a week, so you right. got used to the people. And it was a wonderful rule. It was
yes.
a great rule.
Right.
But now there's, you know, they're willing to throw everything under the bus as long as they can keep making money. So that's okay. Right.
Well, it's okay. Well, I mean, it's been a great franchise, and, you know, we all have our experience. So what great fun for you to be one of the first kids to get on a Disney ride an opening day like that, because it is it's still the happiest place in the USA, and dare I say around the world in many spots as it's opened up. It's become quite an international franchise as well. But we're grateful. We're grateful for the investment and the imagineering of one Walt Disney, right?
I know. And one of my movie guide employees was the one who painted most of those paintings at Epcot, the dinosaurs and everybody.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And as I said, my cousin was the right-hand man of Disney. Mm-hmm. Disney was a visionary. You know, the way they used to raise money. He went bankrupt a couple of times, or almost went bankrupt. He would go into a group of investors and he'd present the vision. And then Art, who became a good friend of mine, his brother would come in and then say, look, you got to do it. He would close the deal. So mm-hmm. they had this 1-2 punch routine. And some, I guess with the big funding for Disneyland, they went through a whole day without sleep doing this 1-2 routine with the same group of investors and finally pulled it out. Everybody said that Anaheim was too far from anything to make a difference.
Back in those days, right?
It was too far. Now it's in the center of the world because Orange County started to grow. You remember in the early 50s when you used to land it? You don't remember this, but in Orange County, and you could smell all the orange blossoms.
Oh, exactly.
And all you would
do
is see orange blossoms all over the place.
Right.
And now you go in and you smell the gasoline.
Exactly. Well, and especially if you end up in, well, it's not so bad anymore, but in Huntington Beach, it used to be really bad. You'd get into the zip code there and you could smell the oil. They've cleaned that up quite a bit. Well, enough reminiscing for you and I, but speaking of reminiscing here, The Final Account, what a wonderful documentary here.
Well, it's a wonderful documentary because it actually looks at the Holocaust and Nazi Germany and point of view of people who were involved, all the way from Waffen-SS members and concentration camp guards and working class women. And, you know, I was going to Zeglitz, of course, glider school in Germany in the early, '60s, actually. So I had friends. I stayed with one of the big steel magnates, whose daughter had been running from the Russians. And a lot of people in the documentary confess that they were part of it, but a lot of people say they weren't part of it, and the documentary takes the point of view that they're just denying it. I think that a lot of people in any society don't know what's going on. I mean, how aware are most of the people what's going on in Portland or going on in Seattle right now or going on in New York? Eh, we may read one or two things. The key is that we have to keep ourselves informed. And I love it. The news media every day seems to make a backhanded apology that the previous administration was correct about the virus or whatever. So we're always complicit. Societies are always in this problem. This is worthwhile as a study guide to where societies could go and how people get into denial and how some people actually have the courage to accept responsibility. And of course, you and I, as strong Christians, believe in repentance as we live in repentance. And when we do that, we lose the feeling of guilt because God forgives us and He forgets.
Right.
But we
exactly.
need to live in repentance, not in semi-repentance where we always feel guilty in the back of our mind.
Well, you were there at a time when Germany was still experiencing the reality of it because, the government, to make sure that people understood what happened, didn't they encourage, if not compel, the citizens of Germany to visit these concentration camps?
Oh, yeah. I was about 1960, I guess. I went to Dachau. Mm-hmm. And at that time, when you went to Dachau, they had all of the, you know, the ovens, all the gas chambers, everything was there. Now it's down to like one. And I took my kids there, and it's very pristine. But one of the rooms you went in, I don't know if we can talk about it here, is they had all the skins and the lampshades and the, you know, the coats and everything else that were made out of human skin. And they had piles and piles of bones and skins. It was so devastating. And I took my kids back when they were younger when I spoke at the British Parliament and the European Parliament. I wanted them to see it, to understand. And they had removed all that. They had a video, but they had removed all of the actual. There was nothing worse than walking through those rooms one after another and seeing all that horrible stuff. And, of course, now we have more and more people who are Holocaust deniers. And this is something that, you know, Mike Eisenhower said when he went there and he saw what was happening and had them film. He said, in another generation, they will deny that this never, ever happened. President Eisenhower, when he went in there with the troops. And he was absolutely prophetic. In another generation, there are so many people, even in Germany, who deny that it ever happened.
Yeah, it is amazing what happens with history. Either the narrative is changed, you know, but yet it's so precious because we all to this day have so much to learn. And I think this documentary, again, reminds everybody of the tragedy of governments running unhinged and people going along to get along. We've got less than a minute left here, Ted. I just want you to address real quickly because we're out of time nearly 60 minutes being slammed after sharing the truth about the trans agenda. What's going on here?
Well, 60 Minutes did a whole thing on people who wanted to detransition. They wanted to get out of it. And you and I probably know people who did that. A lot of them come to Christ, and they realize it was the wrong decision.
Without a doubt. For more information, check out the website, movieguide.org. It is all right there, and you can read more about it. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, has been with us. Dr. Ted, as always, appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com. Anytime.